be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go, search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the Feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany means light. Matthew is the only one of the four evangelists to tell us this story of the Magi. And notice Matthew does not call them kings. That would come centuries later from popular preachers. And Matthew does not say how many of them there were. We popularly say there are three of them because there were three gifts. Most scripture scholars are of the mind that these were astrologers from the East, that they were studying the stars, and when they saw this mighty star, they followed it until it brought them to the Christ. And most major scripture scholars today feel that there was a rather large number of them who came. And then Matthew uses an interesting line. He says that after they had met the Christ child, they returned home by a different way, which is his way of saying that they were somehow transformed by meeting the Christ child. You and I have to be extremely critical of religion and religious leaders, because if they do not act as a star to lead us to a deeper encounter with Christ, then they're a detriment and they're not a help to us. And so we either need to confront the religious leadership or we need to go around the religious traditions. Remember that religion is not an end in itself. Religion is a means, a map, a guide. Like the star that led the Magi to get us to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we need be always vigilant and critical to make sure that religion is doing what it has to do. Amen.